ENS says that Liverpool fan-based groups says lots of things when he goes to New York, but anyway, Liverpool-based fan groups want the club to discriminate against non-local supporters. That true?
No. Well, discriminate's not...
Discriminate's a very inflammatory word.
It's a very inflammatory word, people have asked whether they think... People have said to me, do you think he said that on purpose? I do. I think it's too coincidental that the managing director, who's been involved in discussions on ticketing with us for countless months now, sat in rooms with us, has agreed with this principle, then goes to New York, where a load of other people are talking about sports and football, and says this to supporters from abroad, essentially, that locals don't want you. That's what he's saying. He's saying locals don't want you, which isn't true. No one said that. No one said it should only be people from a certain postcode in the ground. There is acknowledgement that younger supporters need to get into Anfield. And they are, for a number of reasons, because of access to tickets, because of, travel time, because the football club is Liverpool Football Club, they're the ones who are going to get them tickets, most likely. They're the ones who are missing from Anfield. And to say this is deliberately inflammatory. And it's really annoyed me for two reasons. A, because we are part of a ticket working group. I spoke to Shankly, we're part of a ticket working group, and we've sat in a room with Ian A and others from the club, and they agreed the terms of reference with us. People will notice Spirit of Shankly haven't been banging on about, we've been talking about ticket prices. We've not been talking about what gets said in them rooms. We've been asked not to. We've not been having a go at the club for what they're not doing on ticketing, because we've been talking to them about it. I got pulled by Susan Black, the director of comms at Liverpool, because we put out a thing of Spirit of Shankly to ask main stand supporters about, the potential impact the new stand's going to have on them. Because they said, I thought we were going to tell each other about these things that we were going to put out. And there's the managing director, who the other week goes to Indonesia, goes to Ireland and talks about Indonesian supporters. And just inflames supporters, because people are saying, well, why is he going off talking about that? We're sat there thinking, why are you talking about that? And this is the second reason this annoys me. Because on Thursday, we seen Ian Air on a train back from London, because we'd been to the Premier League to talk about the white prices and... So did he. And Ian A sat on the train with us. I mentioned the Indonesia comment to him, and his words to me were, these things get taken out of context, which it hadn't been. But then he says, it's a slow news week, and, they get asked to do these things, and, because there's no football on, there's an international week break, there was an international break at the time, and they ask you to do these interviews and stuff like that, so we do it. He then tells us he's going to New York the next day, as if it was some kind of break. And having just heard us say your Indonesia comments didn't go down well, clearly thought, I won't mention to these lads that I'm going to do the same thing on Saturday and talk about them. And it's really, really, really disappointing. Because again, as well, and this just while I'm still ranting, he says Liverpool-based fan groups. Nah, Ian, this isn't Liverpool-based fan groups. Because what you mean there is the names you won't mention, Spirit of Shankly and Spine Cop. And whilst we've talked about local supporters in the ground and the need to get the balance right, which the club have said the same thing themselves in these meetings, it was his own supporters committee, which has representatives from across the world on it. It was them in the last meeting with John Henry, Tom Werner and Mike Gordon who talked about the need for this. And funnily enough, none of them raised an objection then. So he's massively incorrect about what he's saying, but it's purposefully inflammatory and it's dangerous for supporters to get into this debate.
It's a bit mad as well because, you mentioned Susan Black there, Jay, and she's an experienced comms person, and you and me both know that in a big organisation like that, like Liverpool, with someone who's an expert in that field, you agree key messages, you agree things that you want to put out there as a club. And one of the key messages I would imagine would be, we're engaging with fans. They're always keen to say that. We're engaging with fans. We've got a supporters committee. We're talking to them. We're trying to work together for solutions. Inputting this line out there isn't helping anyone. It doesn't help anyone. It's creating factions. It's creating a situation that, when they've gone down these lines of doing supporters committees and engaging with yourselves, that isn't something that's coming out. So I don't really get what he's trying to achieve with that. It's a mad thing to come out with. And you can't just say, you can say, all right, he's sitting in front of a mic, and people make mistakes sometimes when they're talking in front of a mic. He's the chief executive of Liverpool Football Club. He's paid a lot of money to be on message, and he's not on message.
Yeah, I'm not really one to talk about talking shite in New York down a mic. if all my comments were kept and spread, I'd be in a lot of trouble. But, seriously, though, it feels to me like he knows he's under pressure, if you like, because the thing is, if he went around the world, you know, he comes to Liverpool and people in Liverpool say, we're not getting enough tickets, and he go, yeah, right, I agree with you, I can see your point. And then he'll go to, say, New York, and there'll be people in New York saying, you're not giving us enough tickets, you're not giving supporters clubs enough tickets. And the problem is, there's not enough tickets. And so he's got that issue, and that's the kind of overriding problem he's got. But it's this kind of, like, it's almost two-facedness that's a bit annoying, really. And you sense that he's gone there and thought, well, we're going to make announcements on tickets soon that's not going to be very popular, you know, amongst maybe certain fans, because we want to try and get more young people in. So I'll kind of come out and say, well, it's pressure. It's pressure from these local fan groups and making kind of local... the point is as well, by the way, Spencer Shankly aren't a local fan group. No. Spurs and Shankly have got members all over the world, and so to say, like, oh, it's a local fan group makes it sound like, you know, it's a bunch of fellas who live half a mile from the ground and all, like, you know, are turning up with pitchforks every time this poor fella's trying to get to his Bentley. You know what I mean? It's not like that, is it? You know, I mean, Spurs and Shankly have got, you know, last I saw, they had the bloody German fella on the board. You know what I mean? Boards were the wrong way, but you know what I mean? And yeah. Involved in the working group, and so, like, you know, it's wrong to say that this is a local fan thing. It's just that
he contradicts himself though in the same interview, because he actually talks about, or hints at certainly, the idea of when you've got an Anfield, like say a midweek game, which traditionally it's harder to get a full house then, especially Europa League. He's hinted at, talked about letting people in. So if that's like a late notice thing where you're going to say, right, the game started almost and there's all these empty seats, or we know there's going to be these empty seats tonight and they haven't sold, so we want people to come in. Well, people can't come from Australia or America or Indonesia at short notice like that. It's going to be from the local community, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I don't see the problem. But he's contradicting himself if he's saying, if people suggest something like that, like I'm writing something myself at the moment, and this is my problem, is that contradiction. It's not about this whole, you know, locals via out of town all the time, which it too often gets to, and is obstructive. It doesn't get us anywhere, that. But that is just plain and simple logistics. Okay, like these tickets, you shouldn't say they've got to be from a certain postcode, but if you say basically these tickets are going and anyone under 12 or something like that can come tonight, well, you know, logistics.
But this is also the part of one of the reasons why you want to see reduced prices for 16 to 25 year olds is in order to get more 16 to 25 year olds in the ground, i.e. you're acknowledging that people between the ages of 16 and 25 are likely to earn less money. Yeah. Which is fine, but what that means therefore is that they're less likely to be in a position, if they don't live in Liverpool or somewhere in sort of in the greater Merseyside region, to be able to get to Anfield for a reasonable price, in terms of whether it's the petrol, whether or not it's the train ticket, whether or not it's a plane ticket. It's obviously going to be harder. It isn't naturally discriminatory. If you want more 16 to 25 year olds in, and this is around the conversations that are also being had at the moment about atmosphere, if you want more 16 to 25 year olds in, realistically they're likely to be from the greater Merseyside area. That's just going to be the situation.
But also he says doesn't he, something like, you know, we can't get kids of this age in the ground right now. Well, there's things you can do with your own policies. You can put something higher up the agenda and something lower down the agenda. That's up to you as a club. And, like, you know, I think what's interesting is, like, Liverpool soon have a 54,000 capacity ground. So will West Ham. Now, I'm not saying West Ham and Liverpool are, like, you know, hand in hand in terms of clubs, in terms of size, in terms of number of supporters and etc. But it's interesting to me that West Ham have already said, this is how much our tickets are going to be. There's going to be kids' season tickets that are £99. And then, you know, the other side of the coin, you go to Liverpool's pages on their official website where they're talking about, you know, the new ground. And the only thing really, it's really vague about what the breakdown's going to be between general admission, season ticket and corporate. And my suspicious mind says deliberately vague to see how many they can sell. And everything on that section of the website is about trying to sell the corporate stuff, whereas you go to West Ham's site and they're actually saying, we're the first Premier League club to acknowledge that we're getting all this TV money and passing the benefit on to supporters. Now, true or not, that's a great bit of PR, and they've already got that all over the website, that they're saying everyone who moves from the current ground to the new ground, you know, you will be paying less. And it just, you know, that must be great if you're a West Ham fan. You're almost thinking, well, yeah, you know, they value us. They're not just ripping us off for the sake of it. All right, they've got to fill a much bigger ground all of a sudden. So that's understandable. But it's about the PR and the communication around it all as well. And I don't think Liverpool are being very savvy around it all at the moment, and certainly not Ian Eyre in that interview.